Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center. This is your noon Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac, which is centered very near the eastern tip of Cuba, not far from Guantanamo Bay. It has been struggling a little bit overnight, having interacted with the rugged terrain of Haiti and eastern Cuba, so it is not as strong as it had been earlier. Right now, maximum sustained winds at 60 miles per hour, and that makes it a tropical storm moving northwest at 17 miles per hour. And you can see that there is a decided lack of thunderstorm activity near the center. Still some heavy rain bands coming into Hispaniola, ongoing significant concern for very heavy rainfall totals and flash floods and mudslides. And that's going to take a while for that to abate. But in general, it's going to head in a northwestward direction near or just north of the northern coast of Cuba. Now, I want to point out that there are already some locally heavy showers in southern Florida and the Florida Keys, not directly associated with the circulation of Isaac, but that is just going to add to the overall rainfall totals that we could see over the next few days. So I just want to urge folks to realize that Isaac is not just a windstorm. Water hazards are significant. Inland flooding due to rainfall and storm surge, which we will talk about in a moment. Let's take a look at that all-important forecast track and intensity forecast with our cone and the watches and warnings. One of the changes at the 11 a.m. advisory this morning was the issuance of a tropical storm watch on the west coast of Florida, north of the existing hurricane warning area, which goes up to Bonita Beach. Hurricane warning remains in effect from there down the southwest coast of Florida, all the Florida Keys, including Dry Tortugas. Hurricane watch and tropical storm warning for the coast of Miami-Dade County and tropical storm warning north of there. We also issued a tropical storm watch farther north up the east coast of Florida. So be paying very close attention, particularly in the hurricane watch and warning areas, to instructions from your local officials that may be giving you specific instructions that could include evacuations, especially on the southwest coast of Florida that is very vulnerable to storm surge. Over the next day and a half, we expect a general northwestward motion and gradual intensification. Right now, we're forecasting to become a hurricane about the time that it reaches the Florida Keys. So that means we cannot 100% guarantee it would become a hurricane by the time it reaches the Keys, but the chances of that are high enough that we really need to have that hurricane warning in effect. Beyond that time, our forecast is for a little more strengthening than we had shown earlier, somewhere over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Right now, forecasting strengthening to Category 2 by Tuesday morning. Could be a little weaker or stronger than that by that time. I want to urge folks who live anywhere in the northern or northeastern Gulf of Mexico coastal areas to be very mindful of the fact that this is coming and take preliminary preparations, even if you're not currently in a watch or warning area. Track forecast rather uncertain, but any kind of track that goes into the eastern Gulf like this, especially with a large sprawling system that Isaac is, can produce rain-induced flooding and storm surge flooding and strong winds far away from wherever the circulation center goes. And just think back to Debbie earlier this year in June. Low-end tropical storm centered offshore had flooding from rain and storm surge well away from the center onshore due to the large size of the system. Just want to talk a little bit about the storm surge hazard, point out some areas that are particularly vulnerable to storm surge. The southwest coast of Florida, Collier and Lee counties, for example, we could see 5 to 7 feet of flooding due to storm surge. 1 to 3 feet is our expectation in the Florida Keys, southeast Florida, and in the Tampa area.